the antelope hunting season finalization.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
good afternoon, members of the Commission. Secretary Heffler at Chance with your Wildlife Program Administrator. I believe it's on page 29 in your Commission book. However, I believe, I don't know if Rachel shared with you a revised copy. We kind of had an error on the title and format of that action sheet, but I just want to go over the finalization of the antelope hunting season with you. The proposed changes you have in front of you today, Mr. Chair, are a result of a petition that was discussed and formally accepted as a proposal at your May Commission meeting out at Custer State Park. Those proposed changes include the implementation of a special antelope license. And those changes would include to allocate no more than 50 each for both resident and non-resident special antelope licenses. These licenses, very similar to our special buck licenses during our deer seasons, would be valid only on private land, not leased by the department in any East or West River antelope hunting season that is currently open during the firearm season. Proposed changes number 3 and 4 were put in place to pretty much try to spread as much antelope hunting opportunities as we could to our applicants interested in hunting antelope. So number 3 would be a special antelope applicant may not apply for another antelope unit in the initial or second draw for that season. So we'd essentially have a unit designed for itself for these special antelope licenses. The proposed change number 4 is a successful special antelope licensee, so someone that applied and received one in that first draw, could not apply for a leftover special antelope license if there were leftovers available after the first draw. And then number 5 there is similar to our special buck requirements for deer hunting, where the applicant would have to provide the name and telephone number of the private property that had or would grant them permission to hunt. Mr. Chair, the only change we have to the proposal, it's not applicable to what you have proposed, but in reviewing the administrative rules that we have for antelope hunting season, the way the units are described in the rule, this is something that nobody really cares, but people like myself and John Kotelnik and Tom and Kevin that have to deal with interim rules and whatnot, but just to try to simplify and make rules as concise as possible, we have a change there to combine how the West and East River antelope units are described in rule. Mr. Chair, just to follow up on, Mr. Hockey from the South Dakota Wildlife Federation, was asking you, is this the right time to make a change for this season? We are halfway through our two-year recommendation. I guess I would leave that up to you as the commission to make that decision. Mr. Hockey also expressed how winters may affect antelope populations, and we did hold off on our antelope survey for the 2021 scheduled survey. We do have that survey now planned to be conducted in 2022 in the spring to try to document growth or decline of the antelope population across the state, and at that time we'd be able to address whatever overwintering issues may arise from such a winter. And then Mr. Abraham brought up the concept of, this is really not a biological issue. We as a department agree with that. The only thing in visiting with staff and discussions on this, at the current allocation of 50 and 50 for both residents and non-residents, we have no issue with that at all. However, if through time these number of licenses were to increase substantially, there may be a possible effect on those licenses available at the unit level with our current firearm season structure. So, Mr. Chair, that's all I have, and I'd certainly try to answer any questions you might have.
All right, thank you, Chad. Any questions from the commission? Hearing none, I would accept a motion to amend the proposal. The move? Seconded. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye of the small change on that.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Amendment passes. Now we vote on the finalization. I would need a motion to approve. So Moved by Commissioner Bees, seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye, motion passes. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad. At this time,